Four little kids point and smile as they walk past displays. Animals of all sorts are preserved and presented at the taxidermy show, and these children find their favorites.
The deer, the mountain lion.
Which one is your favorite?
Pheasants.
The pheasants, why?
Because.
No. Their dad has his favorites too, but he has a better idea why. Josh Baker is a taxidermist from Dune, Iowa. He's one row over from the rest of the family.
I haven't seen everything yet, but I really love that little duck there, that little cinnamon teal. So it's just beautiful.
Baker couldn't compete this year, but he attends to see other taxidermists work and talk with people in his profession. They work with real stuffed animals.
I thought the phrase was interesting. You said you love taxidermy. Tell me why.
Why? Oh, mainly because I love wildlife, and then to work with animals that I love, and then the challenge of it. We break them down very much before we build them back up.
Taxidermy is not for the squeamish. Taxidermists carefully take dead animals apart to preserve their features. Baker says they sculpt the foam that sits beneath the animal's hide and position the pheasant or fish or bison for display.
I have to be posed realistically and naturally, and then the feathers or the hair has to be clean and fluffy like that would be in real life. And the eyes, I mean, if he's looking at something, they have to reflect that.
Walking down the aisle at the show, I feel like I'm being watched. More than 100 deer, birds, fish, fox, and more stare straight at me. There's even a moose looming over my shoulder. Up saunters Randy Nelson. He agrees to an interview as long as it's only the microphone, no video camera. In the same breath as the red recording light illuminates, Nelson says radio isn't a good medium to talk taxidermy.
And I can say, boy, this feather is smooth and nice and colorful, but unless you touch it and look at it, you don't appreciate it. Trying to describe this thing, right? I'm describe that duck, and it's really good. You got the ice scene underneath there, you got the feet paddling underneath, and you got all that stuff that you lifted above the ice, so you can look underneath the ice and see all the cool stuff under there. And you know, most people never notice that.
Nelson is from Minnesota, but he's traveled the globe. More than 20 years ago, Nelson won at the World Taxidermy Show for a bird nestled into a winter environment. Since, he specializes in crafting habitats and exhibits. Nelson says habitats enhance good taxidermy mounts.
It's like makeup on a woman. You take makeup off a woman, she's not so pretty, right? You put the makeup on the woman, she's gorgeous. So, I mean, some of them. There's some natural pretties, but, you know, it's a cool way to think of it.
Speaking of women, meet the secretary treasurer of South Dakota's State Taxidermist Association.
I enjoy doing it. I help with the bases and stuff, and I do hope to do taxidermy someday as a woman. We are seeing a lot more female taxidermists coming to the field, so. And there's a lot more female hunters.
Glenda McNutt from Doland is one of those women who hunts and fishes. She says her husband led her to taxidermy, and she's active in the association because she values the passion these professionals demonstrate.
I enjoy going to these shows all over and seeing the work and the different creativity and the art. It's just, there's so many hours that go into these pieces.
This is an art, just like a painting is or anything like that. This is an art. This isn't something that we just hurry, rush, and put this stuff together and don't care what they look like. Our full goal, our focus, is to make these as lifelike as possible.
Kyle Monteith is the vice president of the Taxidermist Association. He notes participants in the competition care deeply for the animals they preserve. Monteith says the rules require showing animals respect. That means tasteful displays without cruelty. Monteith is enthusiastic about his craft.
That's probably something called biophilia that's associated with every taxidermist, and it's just this innate desire to want to know wildlife. I don't know, it's just like, you know, when we're growing up and the first time we ever get to see a deer, I'm sure everyone's hair raised on our heads and stuff, and we got all excited about it, and that's kind of what makes us want to mimic that with the species we mount up.
Monteith says modern taxidermy techniques offer professionals and hobbyists clean, reverent means to appreciate wildlife.
Maybe taxidermy was a little bit messy, and I don't know if gory is the right word, but just kind of dirty, you know, 20 years ago. Now it's something so clean that I guarantee you most of these specimens that are in here, the deer, the birds, and stuff like that, these guys have washed these animals, the hides, once they get them all done, so much that they're cleaner than the clothes that we put on every single day.
The state competition obviously attracts taxidermists and hunters, but Monteith says taxidermy displays also offer kids and adults a chance to see nature up close and grasp its majesty. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.